When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, my name is Tony Thaxton. Like anyone else, I love a great song. But I also love those strange songs that might make you wonder how and why they even exist. But I'm not here to make fun of them. I'm here to celebrate them and tell their story. This is Bizarre Singles.
There is a creature alive today who has survived millions of years of evolution without change. Without passion and without logic. It lives to kill. A mindless eating machine. It will attack and devour anything. It is as if God created the devil and gave him jaws.
On June 20th, 1975, 45 years ago yesterday, if you're listening to this when this comes out, Steven Spielberg's Jaws was released that day in theaters. It was based on Peter Benchley's novel of the same name from just the year prior, and the movie was huge. It's credited as being the first film of the blockbuster era, and it wasn't just a huge hit with audiences. Critics loved it too, and it even won 3 Academy Awards, including Best Original Score, that went to composer John Williams. And Jaws would be the highest grossing film of all time until another movie with a John Williams score was released just 2 years later in 1977. I know. Don't get me started on Star Wars again, because I can keep going. We're not here for Star Wars. We are here for Jaws. But both Star Wars and Jaws were game changers in Hollywood, making huge money at the box office, getting huge summer release dates, and tons of TV advertising. And Jaws is still regarded as one of the best movies ever made, and it holds up extremely well, in my opinion. You didn't ask for my opinion, but here I am giving it. It wasn't just the theaters where Jaws had an impact. Beach attendance was down in 1975, and people blamed the Jaws for that. People were scared of the ocean. And though Spielberg was not involved, Jaws had 3 sequels that came out over the next several years. And it inspired several knockoff films, amusement park rides, video games. And John Williams' Jaws main title theme actually went to number 32 on the Billboard Hot 100. And when September 1975 rolled around, another single hit the charts that was inspired by Jaws.
We are here on the beach where a giant shark has just eaten a girl swimmer. Well, Mr. Jaws, how was it?
Dynamite!
And what did she say when you grabbed her?
Please, Mr. Flynn.
I know sharks are stupid, but what did you think when you took that first bite?
How sweet it is.
Mr. Jaws is a novelty song written by Dickie Goodman and released on Cash Records. Dickie Goodman was a musician and producer known for coming up with what was called the break-in, which was basically just a precursor to sampling. He would use clips of popular songs to answer comedic questions that voice actors would ask on his novelty records. Dickie Goodman had first come into prominence in 1956 when he made his first record called The Flying Saucer Parts 1 and 2. It was a 4-minute rewrite of Orson Welles' War of the Worlds radio show. Dickie Goodman co-wrote it with his partner Bill Buchanan, who Buchanan would later go on to work on records with people like the Three Stooges, including the Christmas album they made that I covered on the show back in December. The Flying Saucer was officially released and credited to Buchanan and Goodman. It would be Goodman's highest charting Billboard single, peaking at number 3. Flying Saucer was the subject of a copyright infringement case against Goodman, with the court eventually ruling that his sampled mix was considered a parody, making it an entirely new work. In the early 60s, Goodman released his first solo singles, scoring 3 Billboard Hot 100 hits based on the TV series The Untouchables. Those 3 were The Touchables, which peaked at number 60, The Touchables in Brooklyn, which peaked at number 42, and Santa and the Touchables peaked at number 99. In 1964, he tried to do something different, making an album of only parody songs instead of his normal break-in songs. But the album didn't chart, so he quickly returned to his break-in style, releasing spoofs of the moon landing, the Watergate scandal, and even Batman in 1966.
While Gotham City sleeps, Batman's grandmother is being kidnapped by the arch-criminal known as...
The Green Beret.
Commissioner Gordon dials the secret number of the Batcave.
6-3-4-5-7-8-9.
Holy smoke, Batman! They got your grandmother!
Quick, Robin, to the Batmobile!
Yeah, that's what his song. It's almost strange to call them songs, but that's what he was doing. And it would be in 1975, and Mr. Jaws would become Goodman's biggest hit, even going gold.
Mr. Jaws, before you swim out to sea, have you anything else to say?
Is the local sheriff. Sheriff Brody, the shark will be back for lunch. What do you intend to do?
Believe it or not, in October 1975, Mr. Jaws peaked at number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100. I haven't talked about it on the show much before. Cashbox. Cashbox was a music industry trade magazine from 1942 to 1996. It was one of a couple magazines that published music charts. And on the Cashbox Top 100, Mr. Jaws went to number 1. Just a little side note, in 2006, Cashbox was revived as just an internet-only version. The non-sample parts of Mr. Jaws were recorded at Sear Sound in New York, and they were engineered by Russ Hamm. They were produced by both Goodman and Bill Rammel. The single featured samples of John Williams' Jaws theme, Dynamite by Bazooka, Please Mr. Please by Olivia Newton-John, How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You by James Taylor, Why Can't We Be Friends by War, Get Down Tonight by Casey and the Sunshine Band, The Hustle by Van McCoy, Love Will Keep Us Together by Captain and Tennille, Rhinestone Cowboy by Glenn Campbell, One of These Nights by Eagles, Jive Talkin' by the Bee Gees, I'm Not in Love by 10cc, and Midnight Blue by Melissa Manchester. And the original version used samples of all these songs, but when the record turned out to be a hit, they replaced them with sound-alike recordings on the later pressings, and specifically the album version. Yes, there was an entire album. On that version, specifically Please, Mr. Please and Rhinestone Cowboy were replaced by re-recorded budget sound-alike.
Just arriving is oceanographer Matt Hooper. Sir, if someone is attacked by a shark, what should they do?
Do the hustle.
We are going aboard the fishing boat of Captain Quint. Captain, will you be able to catch this giant shark?
I will.
Thank you, Captain. Captain?
Goodman released the song on Cash Records, which is a name that's been used by several different labels. Mr. Jaws and the album Mr. Jaws and Other Fables were the only releases ever put out on this particular Cash Records. And apparently that was an idea that Goodman had after he was asked whom the record company should make the check out to. Dickie Goodman would make his final appearance on the charts in 1977 with Kong, which was a spoof of the 1976 King Kong remake with Jeff Bridges and Jessica Lange. And though he never charted again, he kept going and even made a sequel, Mrs. Jaws, when Jaws 2 was released in 1978. But that's probably not for another time. I don't know if I'll get into that one, but hey, gotta end this somehow, right? So, speaking of ending, I'm gonna send this out on just some more of Mr. Jaws here, but...
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
We've just sighted the shark again. He's coming straight for us. Captain Quint is shouting something at him.
Thank you for listening to Bizarre Albums. If you like the show, please subscribe and leave a review. It helps people find the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Bizarre Albums, and I'm at Tony Thaxton. You can also like Bizarre Albums on Facebook and visit bizarrealbums.com. And if you still want more Bizarre Albums in your life, sign up for weekly bonus episodes of Bizarre Singles and more at patreon.com/bizarrealbums. And as always, if you know of a Bizarre Album you'd like to hear featured, please tweet the show. I'd love to hear from you. You can even email me at bizarrealbums@gmail.com. My name is Tony Thaxton, and I'll see you next time on Bizarre Albums.